I know, but just be calm and all will work out well.
The truth is always out there, sometimes way out there, with the Midweek Drive team on Siren 107.3 FM.
I'm talking about, of course, Tottenham Hotspur coming to grips with the fact that... That's the sound of Tottenham choking it. I know, I shouldn't jest because City could do the same against Real Madrid tonight, but isn't it nice to see Leicester City as champions of England? Or do you no longer care in Nashville, Cameron?
They show the games here, but it's really early in the morning, so I don't really bother. I look at the scores, and that's about as much as it lasts now.
You've really become an American, haven't you?
To many people, the letters ET signify phoning home. Early Drew Barrymore... or cycling over the moon. For Midweek Drive aficionados, E.T. will always be the Surrey legend that is Emma Tinson. Who wrote this? I didn't write this. I'm American. E.T. stands for Entertainment Tonight. Nevertheless, Emma Tinson is all sorts of awesome.
And quite rightly so, too, because she's coming in emblazoned with a Star Wars... Is it a T-shirt or is it a sweatshirt?
It's a top, yeah. It's a T-shirt.
Exactly, the authentic Star Wars.
I mean, I had to, right?
I would have thought so, exactly. As Cameron's saying, it's only a movie. Sorry.
Well, how dare you, Cameron?
It's only a movie. Do you realise next week...
There were three Star Wars movies. That's it. The first one was in 1977. Nothing happened before that. Nothing has happened since. There are just those movies.
He's in a harsh mood today, quite clearly. Get well soon, Claire Margerison. Get well soon, Mary Dancy. I put it down as the stress of a Rupert Hilliard English trip, personally. Yeah, Abby, it's far too much from that point of view. However, the thriving nature of the show continues because, Emma, as I was saying in the lead into the show, before we get to Cameron's wonderful musical choice, Anna Lewis from Jersey, Jeff Hooper, internationally recognised singer and jazz artist, we've got possibly two, three, maybe four members of the band King King... who will be coming into the studio.
Lovely.
Before they perform live tomorrow at the Engine Shed. Yes, a rock band coming into the studio. I hope they know something about geology and paleontology as well. Only kidding. We've also got William Coles, who will be talking about life in Edinburgh. Jeff Hooper, as we say, an international recognised singer and jazz artist. Dean Wilkinson, the creator of the series Chums on SMTV. And TJ Higgs, who presumably knows what she's going to talk about because she's a medium. I know. It's very strange that she'll also be appearing at the Lincoln Theatre Royal. We've got Larry Nemechek returning and Phil Leonis on his mobile. You see, there was so much to pack in before the news, Cameron. I mean, apart from that, next week it's the Emma Tinson birthday special.
Oh, wow.
I know. Technically, it's the day after, but we, you know, whatever precedent's been set. Cameron, it's over to you. Would you like to launch the fine soul, who, in fact, I've already pulled up his website. It's all set and ready to go. He's in the field. We're waiting to actually enter the site there. Emma can actually see the name. It's a very big field. It looks almost like a Surrey field, doesn't it, really?
Yes.
The field that he's actually based in. It's probably some part of America. Maybe it's CSI or colour separation overlay. CSI, of course, being a fine series. I'm wittering again, Cameron. So would you like to please share with us the tune you've brought along for revealing this week?
Yeah, I've interviewed Adam Fears, our artist this week, for Young Country TV a couple of years ago during CMA Music Fest here in Nashville. And when I brought this song to Dallas, my co-host on Nashville Access, because we always pick an independent artist to play every week and feature, and I brought this song to him, and he said, Adam Fears, he said, man, we get this guy, Dallas is a songwriter as well, and he said, whenever I have a song that I want to demo for Tim McGraw, we always use Adam Fears because he sounds kind of like Tim, but his voice is a lot more richer. So he said, yeah, we're going to feature him. So we did him last week on Nashville Access. He was our super pick of the week. And I wanted to share it with you this week. This song is his latest song. It's doing incredibly well at Christian radio, and it's starting to break on regular country radio stations here in the U.S., and I really like it. It is just such a cool song. This is Adam Fears and Golden Gravel Road on Siren FM.
Funeral. funeral service, sitting in the pew. I was fighting tears, listening to the preacher talk about where granddaddy'd gone. It sounded like a pretty nice place where angels sing Amazing Grace and everyone gets a mansion to call home. And I know that's where he went, and I'm sure he'll fit right in. If there's a cattle guard at the pearly gates, and the air smells like fresh cut hay, and grandma's chicken frying on the stove, he won't take a man. I won't take a mansion if he lets me choose. I'll ask the Lord for a front porch view from that old farmhouse granddaddy never sold. Just put it off the beaten path and set it way back down a golden gravel road.
When you have lyrics which says grandma's chicken is frying on the stove, Emma, what's not to appreciate?
I know. Wasn't that was wild.
Grandma's chicken. Let's hope it's not our only chicken, otherwise bad luck for the chicken, really.
Yeah.
It's unfortunate. As you know, Cameron, we're always confused.
You have no idea how big fried chicken is here in the South.
Yeah,
fried chicken and barbecue.
Listen, if you want those kind of high rates of coronary thrombosis, that's you just go on with that fried chicken and barbecue, and that's all I say. There's nothing else from that point of view. Emma, thumbs up from yourself.
That was a catchy one actually. I quite like that.
Not all catchy.
No, that was had a very very big country feel to it. But yeah,
nice. Well sorted through there. A little expanded version here because we've got two wonderful brand new studio co-presenters, honorary midweek drivers, who'll be performing on stage in Lincoln at the Engine Shed in a matter of hours. Can we hold ourselves back? We can. We've got Lindsay and we've got Alan from, of course, the band King King. Gentlemen, welcome.
Hello there. Nice to be here.
Alan, we spoke telephonically. When we threw those last two questions, I wasn't expecting the joy of you coming in to share this time in the studio. But, that's what happens. The rock train works with us. It all sort of connects together magically. What did you make of what we've just heard from Adam Fierce?
Oh, do you know what? I was just saying that. I'm a huge country and country rock fan. And that sounds amazing. Such great melody in these tunes. You guys are a bunch of talented so-and-sos over there.
Talented so-and-sos over there. I think you could use that on Nashville Access All Areas.
That's
eventually.
A quote.
You guys are a bunch of talented so-and-sos out there. And Lindsay, what did you make of what we just heard?
We've actually just been listening to Chris Stapleton's album in the van a lot recently.
Chris Stapleton is huge here.
Oh, yeah.
It's really, really taken off for him, and rightly so. A fantastic album and a great artist. So this kind of stuff is right up our street.
Well, I think it's only fair then, Cameron, if you're happy to stay with us for us to have our first King King tune of the day. It's a weather forecast, because it's what we get in Lincoln all the time. It's a hurricane!
I'm in trouble, I can't break the glass. Coming on, but it's way too fast. I want you, and you're too great.
So we need to reverse the tables now and say Cameron Tilbury in Nashville down the phone. What did you make of King King and Hurricane?
Very cool. To be honest, I've never heard of you all before, and this is my first time ever hearing of you. And, man, that song really rocks. Great blues edge to it.
Thank you, Cameron. That's very kind.
Man, you got to come to Nashville and record.
Oh, yeah. We're waiting.
They're on a world tour at present, so I think now. Have you been to Nashville, actually, Alan?
I haven't been to Nashville. I've been to Austin and Atlanta, Georgia, but I've never made it to Nashville. That's on the bucket list, though, Cameron. Hint, hint.
KingKing.co.uk. is the go-to website. Lindsay, tell us and Cameron a bit more about the band, how they've developed.
Well, we actually started really in Lincoln itself. You wouldn't guess that with Alan's Glaswegian accent, but...
Oh, there are so many. I mean, I just thought he was a native Lincolnshire. I thought he was a native Yellowbelly. They all speak like that.
I think he says duck more often than I do these days. But we got together. We've known each other for many years, and we got together in Lincoln, more of as an excuse, really, to kind of hook up in a social matter. And we started gigging, started writing songs, and thought, well, we might just be onto something here. So we started to take it a little bit more seriously. That's probably about 6 years ago. Three albums later, three British Blues Awards later, and starting from the back rooms of Lincolnshire pubs, we now find ourselves at the Engine Shed, back in Lincoln, at the main venue in town, via Wembley Arena, and... Fantastic, we're looking forward to it this Saturday, 7th of May.
So there we are. And Cameron, over in the States, you can, of course, access kingking.co.uk, find out about the stunning new album. I'll hand it over to your good self, and I'm sure, I tell you what, if you're all happy and all sorted through, I'll do an electronic introduction during the show. Would you like that, Cameron? Would you like to have the email address so you can liaise?
Yeah, that would be great, because, man, you are really hot, and... I don't know if you know, but I mean, Nashville has a worldwide reputation as a country music center.
Oh,
but
yes, absolutely.
It's not just that; it's everything. I mean, yeah. Jack White is based out of here. Mm. Some of the guys from Deep Purple are here.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's everybody is coming to Nashville. I was walking through this one area of town a couple of weeks ago, Edge Hill, and I bumped into Tommy Shaw, the guitar player for Styx.
Yeah.
And he lives here. You know, everybody has moved here, and everything is being done musically here. It's a great place to be if you're...
I mean, I think if anyone who's has anything to do with music, or indeed anything else in the world, must know about Nashville and the reputation for such great music coming out of there, and who's all involved over there. I mean, it's fantastic to me. Like Lindsay was saying a moment ago, we're big, massive fans of guys like Chris Stapleton. I love guys like Amos Lee and all those lads, and all that kind of music to me is just it's got such passion and power. And I think that's the great thing about the whole Nashville scene, if you want, is that's what I love about it, that it's maintained the passion and the honesty in the music, and that's what we try to deliver as well from our end.
It's just a one-way.
I was at a press conference recently with Cyndi Lauper, who launched a country album.
Yeah.
And she's really envious of Nashville. She said it's one of the few places left in the world where there's a real musical community.
Of course, yeah.
L.A. is done, New York is done, but everything is taking place here in Nashville.
Mm-hmm. I noticed a while back, a couple of years back, I was over in Austin recording an album there, and I got that kind of same, almost similar vibe there, downtown in Austin. You had this thriving music scene, and all the sort of, well-known musicians all knew one another, and they're all buddies and friends, and I think that's one of the things I love about, and I certainly noticed a difference between the American musicians and British musicians. There's a real sense of, a real sense of community among the musicians in these areas, and you guys all tend to stick together and help one another, and I think that's just fantastic.
It's like a wonderful collective.
I think
collective.
That's the coolest thing since I moved here. I mean, my wife's a songwriter, and she's originally from about 100 miles south of Austin, and she has said, you know, everybody helps each other here, and that's one of the first things I started getting into is you may not do things for money, but you're helping somebody else out.
Absolutely.
And it all comes back on you, you know. People get you to help out when you need help.
And of course.
It's just a really special community.
Absolutely.
Cameron, it's been an added bonus today, but Emma's going to have to throw those last two questions to you because we've got to head off to Jeff Hooper in a few moments to go to, Swing, Bennett and Sinatra. Anyway.
Cameron, have you enjoyed your telephonic link with us today?
I certainly have.
Fabulous. And will you be joining us again on the program next week?
You got it. I'll be back.
let there be cuckoos, a lark and a dove. But first of all, please, let there be love. Love. Let there be love.
A gentleman who's worked with the Sid Lawrence Orchestra, Matt Munro, of course, much beloved of this programme, Michelle Munro, inevitably Morecambe and Wise, Stefan Grappelli, sang with Dame Shirley Bassey and Sir Tom Jones at the opening of the National Assembly of Wales, and of course a great favourite on another radio station. I think it's a national radio station, actually, BBC Radio 2, I believe. It's Jeff Hooper. Jeff, welcome to the programme. How are you?
Hi. Good afternoon.
First of all, apologies, Jeff, because last week we were due to schedule you on the show. Things just manifested themselves. So, you know, to Denise McDonough, we apologise profusely. As I said when I sent the email back to her immediately after the show, oops.
No problem. That's okay.
Thankfully, you're kind enough to actually join us from this point of view. And as Claire Martin, jazz specialist, of course, from Radio 2, who is indeed actually appearing at the Lincoln Performing Arts Centre shortly, his vocal range is stunning and he swings too.
Well, that's not bad coming from her, is it?
Very good. Spring into summer at the Host, of course, is one of a tour you're doing. You're actually at the Host, the Green Burnham Market in King's Lynn, doing a whole heap of other material from that.
Jazz, yeah. Rock, dance, and all your other musical needs.
Thank you. Sometimes they just burst into those sort of things. But that's the kind of show we've been having today, because also in the band I'll introduce you today, we've got two wonderful rock stars and rock musicians and blues musicians and so on. Blues rock, actually, from King King. We have the wonderful... I was going to say Adrian there. It's Alan Nimmo and, of course, Lindsay Coulson.
Hi.
Hi there.
And of course, we've got a lovely Emma Tinson as well. It's like a musical dynamic.
It's all happening here.
Clearly, from your own perspective, Alan, I mean, where do you sit on the sort of Tony Bennett, Frank Sinatra sort of scenario? I mean, I know it's a totally different genre.
I'm more on the Dean Martin fence, really. Frank Sinatra, I would say. I'm a huge fan of Frank, of course, and of course the Rat Pack. That was that's a regular entertainment for us in the tour bus as we drive along to many places all over the world.
This is it, of course. I mean, have you just come back from India? Or are you going to India?
We were in India in February. Mm. Yeah, we started our year off in India, which was a fantastic experience. You know, wow. I mean, what a huge culture difference to look at and to be experiencing. Yeah. Wonderful, yeah. Wonderful.
Back to yourself. I was going to say Dean for a moment, though. I was thinking, it is Dean Martin. No, it's Jeff Hooper. Jeff, what attracted you to this whole genre? Because it is something where, I mean, you're far too young to remember the originals when they were around, surely.
Yes, well, that's a funny thing, because when I was 15, I won a TV show called New Faces. Oh. And that was back in 1974. And I kind of got into it after that, because my voice broke from the high soprano voice that I had then as a 15-year-old to a fully-blown Welsh baritone, which I have now, thank the good Lord, because I can do nothing else but sing. It's just as well I can do that, I think. But, I mean, I've always kind of enjoyed that style. You know, it's quite cool, and you're talking about Dean Martin. I love Dean Martin. Yeah. He's just a wonderful all-round entertainer. You know, as Dean Martin said, I read an article the other day on the dangers of heavy drinking, and I thought to myself, that's it, no more reading for me, boy.
Spot on.
You know, it's only Dean who can get away with things like that.
Now, Jeff, you're also ideally placed, because when Alan made his debut on the show, much like yourself, through the medium of the telephone, we were sending positive vibes, Alan. Hopefully there's positive vibes to sort out the throat polyps.
Yes.
It's very good. So, I mean, clearly Alan does give it some welly when it comes to the singing and the rest of the bits and pieces.
Hence the polyps.
So, Dean, I mean, Jeff, from your own perspective, any thoughts on how do you look after the instrument? Because it is an instrument. How do we sort of look after these things?
Well, it's difficult. To be a professional singer, the show must go on. And, you know, the only time I feel that you can't sing and give a true performance is if you have, severe voice problems like laryngitis, or you've got the flu or something like that, you know. But otherwise, no, you just get on with it. So we learn to to sing over a cold, as they say. And it's important that you warm the voice up. I mean, I've done a few sort of workshops on this to youngsters that want to come into the business, and I always say, look, you've got to look after it, and the way to look after it is like an athlete would look after his body. You warm it up, and you get yourself prepared for what you've got to do. Because, I mean, any singer will tell you that to do a couple of hours performance is a very physical thing, actually. It's not just the voice. But at the end of it, you really are. You feel it, you know, and the older you get, the harder it gets.
That's for sure.
Particularly, obviously, with the joys of kinking. I'm loving the website, Jeff, by the way, in terms of the wonderful sort of poses that you've struck in there, particularly like the blue jacket. That's very good.
Oh,
the moody white and black.
They are new photographs, actually. I just put up there a couple of months ago. So I decided to grow a little bit of a beard as I reached a birthday, my 57th birthday. I thought to my wife, I said to my wife, I'm going to grow a beard. I've never had one. And,
it's what all the kids are doing now, Jeff.
It is, yeah. I'm not going to grow the big bushy one, though.
Yeah, that's a certain limit. Emma, thoughts from yourself?
Yeah, I mean, Jeff, you said you've been doing this from quite a young age, when you were 15 even. What kind of inspired you to get into this kind of singing?
Tony Bennett, without a shadow of doubt, it was Tony Bennett that did it. I was watching television. I can still see the program to this very day. I was about 16, I guess. My dad and I, my mum watching TV. Tony Bennett with the Count Basie Band came on, and we just had a colour television. And we were so excited. Everything was so colourful and wonderful. And then this great singer came on I'd never heard of with this roaring big band. And, you know, I said to my father, who is that? You know, and Dad said, oh, that's Tony Bennett and there's Frank Sinatra and other singers like that. But it was him that really got me into it. I literally went out a few weeks later and bought several Bennett albums and started learning the material. Mm.
Wondrous. I mean, that's all I can actually say, except for the sad fact that we don't see Jeff Hooper appearing in Lincoln in the near future, but never mind. You know,
one day.
It's all right. You can obviously go to the Jeff Hooper website, which is jeffhooper.co.uk, and find out all the sort of goodies with respect to that. But a crucial question now, Jeff. Actually, a couple more crucial ones coming up after this. We've got either As Long As I'm Singing or Tonight. It's Tonight or As Long As I'm Singing. Now, I'm thinking, As Long As I'm Singing, you could almost have a King version of that in many ways, As Long As I'm Singing. Tonight, equally. You know,
As Long As I'm Singing, that's an old Bobby Darin song, actually. Mm. And then Matt Monro covered it. And on that particular album that you've got there, I decided I would do my kind of versions of these well-known songs, you know, with my own band. So As Long As I'm Singing,
Mickey Most, Nina Mishkoff and Tony Hatch would be looking down. Some of them are still alive, but they'd be very pleased to actually see that. You know, that in their day, that Simon Cowell couldn't hold a candle to Mickey Most. Anyway, that's fine.
On my panel, now you're mentioning the panel of judges on New Faces. On my panel, I did have Tony Hatch. Yeah. I had Tony Hatch, Marjorie Proops, Arthur Askey.
Oh, my word. Come on, playmates.
This guy called Clifford Davis, who didn't like the song. He said, I don't want to hear young guys singing about girls sleeping beside a pillow at his age. Well, I was 15, I suppose. The song I sang was called For the Good Times, you know. Lay your head upon my pillow, hold your warm and tender body close to mine.
But Jeff, it was a different era, different generation. Now, of course, you could actually have a social service coming on from that sort of point of view. But we won't go there. It's important. By the way, Marjorie Proops was a columnist, in case you're wondering.
She was. That's right. Agony aunt, wasn't she?
She was indeed an agony aunt, you know. Please, Marjorie, help me. I want to actually be a singer. We will be going with, I think, As Long As I'm Singing to sort of see you out. But two final questions. First of all, have you had a reasonably interesting telephonic link with us on the programme today, Jeff Hooper?
I've had a wonderful link with you. Thank you very much indeed for taking the trouble to have me on.
Well, no, I mean, the next campaign is obviously to get you opening up for King and vice versa. I mean, I think that could be like the musical mashup par excellence. Lindsay's gone pale at the thought, but it's okay.
I look forward to that, guys.
As long as I can borrow that blue jacket for my show.
I love this kind of music. My father used to sing and... he used to love all this kind of stuff. Count Basie, Duke Ellington.
Oh, yeah.
Frank Sinatra Live at the Sands, 1964, with a Count Basie orchestra in our van is on repeat constantly.
Yeah, absolutely.
I love it.
It's a different kind of rock and roll, Emma, to what I was expecting, but there we are. And the final question, Jeff, will you return and join us in the not-too-distant future and keep us appraised of how the tour is going and so on?
Yes, absolutely. I'd be delighted to. Thanks again for having me.
Hey, round of applause for Jeff Hooper, please.
Hey. Thank you, guys. All the best to you.
Singing. There's a bell up in my brain that is ringing, making a crazy ding. Then you add some rhythm. As long as I'm singing, then the world's all right and everything's swinging. I'll go on singing, long as I'm singing.
Whilst we're talking about shirts that people wear on their website, I think you'll find that William Culls is wearing a particularly fetching blue, the sort of navy blue number there. I mean, what do you think about that one, Alan? Do you think does that hit the same sort of fashion line as Jeff Hooper's sort of piece?
It's no Jeff Hooper jacket there, but it's pretty not, smart, though. I like it.
It's pretty smart. It could almost be the sort of epitaph, which will be for a long, 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 long time, yeah, to ace author extraordinaire William Culls. He was pretty smart.
Pretty smart. I like him.
William, in the studio today, we have two rock legends from the wonderful band King King, who just share with us, Lindsay, your tour, which has encompassed how many countries so far?
Well, we kicked off in India. Yeah, was the first stop, and then straight over to the UK, where we opened for British rock band Thunder. Ended at Wembley Arena, Sheffield Arena, that as well. Scandinavian tour, Germany, Switzerland, and then we've just had a little visit to France and then Holland. Back to the UK for our UK tour, and then we're into festival season, so we're all over the shop then.
They are very busy musicians, William. Yeah. You know, and it's one of the reasons why some of the Midweek Drivettes, clearly, they were overcome with the vapours, which it's leaves us with Emma Tennyson.
Yeah.
Clear the room. Clear the room. Lock up your daughters. King King are in the house. It's okay. we can cope with that. But I suspect, William, you might want to actually have a listen to a King King number. I mean,
I'm afraid so. I've never heard of King King before now. But, yeah, I mean, I'd love to hear it. And I'll be suitably complimentary at the end of it.
Now, you know,
I quite like it. Yeah, it's pretty smart. I quite like it.
Well, I'll give you a little choice.
Let's just save that back there.
Would you like Crazy or Stranger to Love?
Crazy.
Good choice. Very, very good choice. Reading one of Bill Cole's books and finding, yes, it's just William Cole's, what do you make of King King and Crazy?
I thought it was fantastic. The moment this interview's over, I'm going online to buy a copy, and I'll be recommending it to all my friends on Facebook.
Oh, that's fantastic.
There you are,
that's very keen.
He will, because he used to be one of the Sun's finest investigative journalism.
I don't know if that's, you're selling me that well there.
I'm always tempted to say, without your good self, Bill, Monica Lewinsky would have simply been another intern. Anyway, it's another line entirely. Let's just progress from there. Emma, can't even remember who Monica Lewinsky was. She was an intern. Be very careful if you end up working for a president.
I'm trying to explain that one.
No, please don't.
Right. Emma, is she also an intern at Sarin?
No, she's more than an intern. She's
much
beyond
more
an intern. She had her
intern. Right, okay, I'm glad to hear it.
Monica Lewinsky was more than an intern.
Yeah, exactly.
Well,
she had her internship at Daily Mail. It was in a revolving door, which went round and round and round and round.
Not talking about that.
You're the brains behind this operation, Emma.
Yeah,
that's what I hear.
There we are. I mean, astonishing, William, despite promising you last week an expanded version this week, because there's so much to be packing into the programme, and those fine chaps from King King said, we'll come in and sort the way through. Looks as though we might have to say farewell again. But briefly, would you like to say a few words to either Lindsay or Alan from King King, or indeed Emma, and share with us what you've been doing in your running campaigns this week?
Yeah, I will. I've just realised today that I'm officially advanced middle age.
No.
I went to the opticians. And this woman was taking me up to the next floor, and we get out of the onto the stairwell, and she says to me, "Are you all right on the stairs?" One flight of stairs.
Oh, no.
Wow! Yeah. I thought this is the beginning of the end.
Just let it go, as they say in Frozen. Let it go. It's
important. All right, okay. Well, I'm still hurting over it, I can tell you.
Well, William, if it makes you feel any better, there was once a time when a young child chapped on my door and asked my other half if it was all right for her to come out and play on her rollerblades, if her daddy would let her, meaning me.
Nice. Well, you a cradle snatcher.
Yeah.
Don't mess around, Bill. You know, please.
You know what? I'm not. She just looks a whole lot healthier than I do.
Right, okay. Well, keep your hands off those interns. Anyway.
I try my best.
Yeah, absolutely essential. We have Broken with Rebels coming up for Katie Grimerson in the second part of the programme, in case Katie's tuned in to Birmingham. It's all right, Katie. We haven't forgotten Broken with Rebels. Sometimes you just think, what are you? We've also had a line from Tessa. And it's always nice if we've had a line from Tessa. Would you like to know what Tessa Snart has actually provided for us this week? Les from Glint, of course. She has written, late notice, not be able to make the show. She's trying to complete an essay that she's struggling with at the moment. So, William, you're a writer, you know. How does she cope with this essay that she's struggling with at the moment? What's the secret?
Okay, it's really easy. You need a nice, tight deadline. Preferably about an hour. Mm-hmm. And then miraculously you find that all your writer's block has gone, that the muses are sitting there on your shoulder, and you'll be able to knock it out in 1 hour.
It's the exact same with songwriting.
That's the way to do it.
So clearly.
You know what I mean? So, but the importance is that it's not just a deadline, it has to be nice and tight, you know.
Yeah. Does that ensure good content, though, or just content?
It can do. I once had to write a book in 4 weeks flat, and it had a lot of energy to it, and you couldn't mess around. But yes, so it can work. Not always, but it can do.
And that's the William Cole's advice section. In fact, I just realised that's what William's regular feature will be called, Advice from Bill Coles.
Oh, yes, on how to write essays. It does help with your essay, by the way, if you know a little bit about it beforehand. If you know nothing at all, it's going to be tricky. But, you know, if you want to be a hack, you'll be a blagger anyway.
And there you have it, you see. And how wonderful, on the show which preceded, which featured Marjorie Proops, mention of Marjorie Proops. Yes, she's still there, somewhere over.
Now we've got our own.
We've got our very own 21st century answer.
She's a while back. That must have been 30 years ago, isn't it?
But she was on the judging panel for New Faces when Jeff Hooper made his debut as a young singer, age 15, singing For the Good Times. Anyway.
All right. What did she say? What was her verdict?
I don't think Jeff revealed it.
Who knows?
Last two questions for Bill, please. Emma.
Yeah, have you enjoyed your telephonic link on the programme today?
I always love my telephonic links with Sarah.
Good. I'm very glad.
And this has been no exception.
So in that case, will you like to join us again on the programme in the near
future?
Yeah,
sign me up for as long as you want. Yeah, if you want an agony aunt or uncle even, yes, I'm being more than happy to do it.
I think we should definitely make this a permanent thing.
And next week, Bill, is the one day after post Emma Tinson birthday celebration special. So, yeah,
all right, how old are you going to be, Emma?
I am going to be 21.
Unbelievable.
21, right. Uncle Alex sorts you out properly.
Thank you. As Lindsay would have said, doesn't look a day over 43. You know, it's marvellous. It's very good. And the Tinson family in Surrey will be very proud. It's very good. Super heroine. Dean Wilkinson coming up next, talking about SMTV Chum, Sapphire and Steel, and more from King King. And then we've got TJ Higgs, who is a medium, who I'm sure will foresee her interview question. No, I won't go there.
If this was a heaven or this was a hell, I reach out and take my piece of the cake.